About Rosh Hashanah.
Yes, about Rosh Hashanah. This is a very
interesting because,
yes, there's a recording. Craig is on. Yes, there's a recording. Rosh Hashanah. It's basically the seventh month from spring. Seventh month from spring. And like we have 6 days of the week and 7 day resting. Also in the same realm of months, like in the realm of, it's the same pattern, 6 days of the week and then the seventh day is resting. It's like 6 months, yes, from spring to autumn intensively. And then in the seventh month from spring, which is Tishrei, usually Tishrei, is resting, is the soul month, yes?
Okay.
It's the same thing, it's the same pattern. Six is the most, the highest number in extreme development. And the seventh connects us to the soul. It's like we have seventh opening in the face. We have two eyes, two ears, two nostrils. And the mouth that we have is like the seventh day, is parallel. The same structure, six and seven, we have in the human face. This is also, our face is like the menorah, or the menorah is built according to the print, yes, in the human face. Does it make any sense, all those connections? Is the relation between six and seven?
When yes, six, it
yeah, yes, yes, it does. Yes, when yes, six symbolizes, yes, yeah. It does. When six symbolizes the extreme development in time. Just for an example, the Second World War, the duration of it was 6 years. Yes, from September 1939 until 1945, 6 years, extreme development. And then after this, it's a new order, a new world. It's not the same world that was before the war. Does it make any sense? Because it's the same pattern. You see, 6 days of the week, because week is a different unit than 6 months, but it's the same principle. 6 days of the week, the seventh day is resting. 6 months, very intensive, a month of light, because in the spring there's a shooting of light. And then there's a seventh month to rest. And then 6 years of war, and then there's a new world to come after it. Yes. And I would like to say something about the question that you asked on Discord. This is for the whole listeners. You asked about Ecclesiastes, yes? Tov Shev.
Yes,
can you say this in English? Yes?
I have to find it.
So don't search. If you don't have it, okay. So I'll say it in Hebrew and translate it easily to English. Tov shem mishemen tov veyom amavet miyom ivaldo. Meaning, it is better, being is better than the best oil, and the day of death is better than the day he was born. And basically this verse says the same truth, but from different direction. Being is like in the nomenon, there is no expression in it, nothing goes out. Hello, Fernando, Shabbat Shalom. Yes. So Tov Shem. Shem is not just a name, because Shem also represents the being. And oil represents the best products, the best product that man can make, or it's possible to make. Because from oil, yes, we have a light. So what King Solomon says in this verse, being is better than any process in nature that can produce oil. And if we look into it, what does it mean? If we read Deuteronomy 8:8, oil is produced from an olive, and an olive is the species of the land. Zeit Shemen, olive oil. And this is produced, or it is mentioned in this list as the sixth species. This is a product of the sixth day or extreme development. Also, man was created in the sixth day in the extreme development. And here we see in this verse a parallel between the producing of oil from olive tree and the man. So the first part of the verse deals with its better being than becoming the best oil, because whatever is needed to become the best oil is still a duration in time. So being is better than any process in duration in time, even if it's oil. And he added and says, V'tov yom ha-mavet, or v'yom ha-mavet, it doesn't say good, because the good is already being said in the first part of the, or better, in the first part of the verse, in English it is better. The day that he dies, the day he was born. Why? Because in the day of death there's only being. And in the day of birth, there's also, it's basically the beginning of becoming. This is about the verse from Ecclesiastes. Tov shem mishemen tov, v'yom ha-mavet miyom ivoldu. This is an excellent, excellent, excellent verse.
Oh, beautiful.
Now, this, yes, beautiful. And this is a very, very special Shabbat. Maybe Fernando can unmute and speak. The Shabbat, the last Shabbat, we say the last Shabbat because this is the last Shabbat of the current year. Yes, this is why it's called the last Shabbat. Before Rosh Hashanah, it has also a description, a parallel name. Shabbat Teshuvah, the returning Shabbat. Yes, so they say there is a special, quality in this Shabbat, Shabbat Teshuvah. Just being present in this moment, it just, you return to the zero point. Some people say, or tradition says, that people can go lost during every day of the year. But if they are noticing that this is Shabbat Teshuvah, the returning that we, what does it mean, returning Shabbat or Shabbat Teshuvah, to notice that we never left. The being is never gone or lost. Yes, 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 Divina, yes, yes, true. This is what Yom Kippur is about. Yes, Yom Kippur, yes, is about it. Yom Kippur is Bina. We never went into the process of time. Yes, this is why it is called Shabbat Teshuvah, Shabbat Teshuvah. And there's a beautiful verse says, what is teshuva? What is to return? Where to return? To return into the being. Until the name, Ad Hashem Elohecha. Ad Hashem Elohecha, until the name or the being is you. Until being is you, not becoming is you. Not your name, your biography, your CV. Until being is you. This is the meaning of Shabbat Teshuvah. Do you understand? Yeah. Yanis, Fernando?
To return to the Shuvah?
Again?
Repent.
Yeah, it's also, yes, to return, to repent, but there's nothing, there is no repent in this, because there is no process of sinning or something, just to return, meaning to understand in a way, to accept, just to accept that we never left. Yes, whatever time brings with it, what kind of scenarios, yes, We're not going after this appearance or manifestation. Because being is always is. Is, was, and will be. This is why they say in Hebrew, Hashem Haya, or being was, being is, and always will be, because it's unconditional. So our true nature is being. So whatever happens or whatever occurs, yes, during the duration in time, is just appearance or a process in time. It's not our true nature. Our true nature is beyond space and time, or before space and time. And this Shabbat Teshuvah, this returning Shabbat, Shabbat Teshuvah, you say repent or so. This is the nature to notice that we have never left, that we never believed in a way. We are not lured to believe that the journey in time is who we are. This biography, this story or the history of birth and so on. So this is what happens in a way. This is the essence of the 7th month of Tishrei. Of Tishrei, and if we convert the letters of Tishrei, the letters of Tishrei are written Tav, Shin, Resh, Yod. When Tav is 400 or 4, Shin is 303, Resh is 200 or 2, and Yod is 10 or 1. So even the name of the month, Tishrei, yes, represents this returning to the one. From Tav 400 to Shin 300 or 3, to Resh 200 or 2, and Yod, which is the covenant or being or the one or non two. So the name of the month also has a reference to this. The whole month is just being. Now being, this is the place. There's a great switch in the seasons. Let's say, just for an example, 22nd of September is Monday this week. This is equinox. There is like, in this day, the night, the light hours and the dark hours are even. There's a change of the season. It is coming on time. And now there will be 1 month of rest, because to rest from the spring, summer, or from the hottest months of the year, and there's a rest and sitting and noticing we have never left, and there's a already organization, yes, for the next season, autumn, winter. There's a harvest, so people look at this season, spring and summer, the harvest, the fruits, and collecting them and preparing them to be stored. Now it's like modern times, you can grow vegetables and fruits all year long in any conditions. But in previous year, it was different. Yes, in this time, you just collect what the seasons brought and just prepare them for the winter, store them. So it's also in Hebrew, we have this. Yes, Fernando is writing. It is interesting to think that being is being. There is no such thing as I am more connected to being than you. So, yes, if we could connect just a little bit, yes, yes. Nobody is connected better than the other. Just otherwise, you know, all breathing and the breath, and this is what happening through breath. So, just to return, we said the relation between 6 and 7 is not just between the 6 days of the week and the 7th. It's also in the face of the human. The relation to the menorah, we have 6 openings, and the 7th is holy, and I will explain that. 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 nostrils, and then mouth that has the capability to speak. The capability to speak doesn't come from us. Comes from this infinite consciousness. And the mouth is being called by the sages infinite kingdom. Because from there comes the speech. Not that we are in charge of speaking. Therefore, the mouse is being called, Fernando, by the sages, Malchut de Rosh. Malchut, the kingdom that is in the head. Because again, the seventh Sefirot, yes? Malchut de Rosh, this is Pe. Pe, mouth. Also Po, here. So in the 7 months, what happens in the 7th month? People are just sitting, Yoshev, Lashevet to sit. In Hebrew, comes from Shav, return. Sitting is like returning, because there's no action in it. It's no running, no cooking, no baking, just sitting. There's a return of the spirit. And what happens in the return of the spirit, or noticing that we never left, we're not of the process. There's 1 month of like praying, talking, reading that comes from the mouth. Again, the mouth, Pe, Malchut de Rosh, and it's holy. And the speech that comes from the mouth is just to praise divinity. This is the month of, we say in English later in autumn will be the month of thanksgiving, but this is basically Tishrei, thanksgiving. All the time, thank you, and thank you for life, and thank you for the fruit, and thank you for resting, and so on. This is what it is, to say thank you. Question?
So in the month of Tishrei, so all you do is just thanksgiving.
Yes, it's a great thanksgiving. Yes. Yeah, thank you for being, Fernando says. Yes. Yes, because once we stop this activity, but really hard rest. Because once we active, let's say just negate it. Once we are active, there's an active denial of who we are because we think we are the origin of action and da, 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 da. But once we're sitting and doing nothing, be still, we notice we don't cause the sun to rise, we don't cause the sun to set, the stars appearing, the trees are growing, the birds are flying. We can notice because we're not engaged in denial. So we can see the nature is coming, the fruit are coming, the harvest, the birds are wandering. Now the seasons, the birds are wandering. And you can notice a lot of movement in nature because not just the earth is spinning around, and also there is no earth and us. It's basically one or non-two. So there is a change. And while you stop and cease looking like running, you notice that everything exists, everything is being, is not dependent on us. This is how life is. And there is a great, how do you say, hakarat toda, the recognizing of good, the recognition of goodness. Because once we are being active in the world, or we are going out for action, there's always never enough. We have to become better. Da, 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 da. But this just sitting and noticing that it's such a beautiful life are occurring or happening without us. The sun is rising, the birds are coming to the trees, they pick on a fruit, the tree gives its fruit in time. The ocean is there, the waves are moving, there's the fishes, there's dolphins, there are all kinds of forms of life are happening just as is. And in this month, because what happens is that all those holidays, they're not religious in their origin. It's just being. What came later, let's say religion is later addition. The tradition or life is as is. Life is as is. Now there's like 6 intensive months. Yes? Yes. There's like 6 intensive months of sun. Great heat. Yes, Yanis, would you like to say something? Can you say again?
No, I could please carry on with what you're saying.
Yes, religion is a very, very young word. Yes, this is a new title. What we find in the description of the Bible, which is about 3,000 years before our times, is just this is how life is. This is how life is. There is intensive 6 months of sun, and then comes the rest. When the sun is so intensive, all the senses are out. There's a lot of aggravation, and we are mobilized to act outside. And then comes the even point, the equinox, and then comes the 7th month, and there's a rest. This is the month of the soul, not of the acting out, not of the duration in time. This is our true nature, is Tishrei. Tishrei is the month of the soul. I would like to read you, I hope that I will find it, a poem about Tishrei. One second. I hope that I will find it. This is why they say holy. Holy is the noticing of being. This is holiness. I hope that I will find it. Last time when I read for you, I noticed this this poem. There are at the moment two books in front of me, so I don't know from which book it is coming. But I remember one line because I did not mark the poem before. It is Tishrei. I remember two lines. Maybe later I'll read it and make a podcast about it. Tishrei hu ha-chodesh. כתוב למפרע. Tishrei is the month which the letters in it are written backwards. 400, 300, 200, 100. Yes? This is Tishrei Chodesh כתוב למפרע. And the soul is hidden in this month. I don't remember the rest of the verse. Yes? But Tishrei Chodesh Ketuv Lemafreya. It is written from back to the head or from back to the face. And every soul, it is the month of the soul. I remember now. Neshama Tistater Bo. This is Tishrei hu ha-chodesh ketuv lemafrea, neshama tistater bo. A soul will hide in it, ve'en ish yodea, and nobody knows. This is how it goes. Neshama tistater bo, ve'en ish yodea. The soul is hiding where? In the 7th month, in the 7th day, in the seventh opening, which is the mouth, which is here. Tishrei. So, if we look at it creatively, yes, also the mouth, yes, is like Chodesh Tishrei. Fernando, do you see that? Our mouth is Chodesh Tishrei. Can you see that? Do you see that, Yanis?
Yes.
Yes. It's amazing.
Yeah.
At the moment, I don't find it because when you want to find something, it's a process. Yes, it takes time. But I just remember those two lines. And if you have any question, go ahead, ask. I just want to say a few things about the shofar. By the way, Yanis or Fernando, if you have something, just ask or type. Two things that I would like to speak about is the shofar. Shofar. Or blow the horn. There's a horn. And Isaac and Elisha the prophet. Okay, there are three things. So why blowing the horn? Yes? This day of Rosh Hashanah is also called Zichron Trua. Zichron Trua, the remembrance of the horn. Trua is like do-do-do-do. Yes. Remembering the blow. So the blow of air in us, not just to blow and to make a sound like in a trumpet or like in a shofar or like in a horn. Just remember, it's a remembrance of the blow. The divinity is blowing through us. Yes, like the sages are saying, Hu mekom ha'olam, he is infinite, is the place of the world. Aval en ha'olam mekomo, but the world is not his place. Infinite dwells in the finite, but the finite does not dwell in the infinite. Now the winds blow, now you can hear the wind. This is the time that we can hear the wind is blowing. Not just we blow the shofar or the horn, or this is now, the seasons are changing. There's like winds are blowing all the time. The infinite blow in us, this is why we are alive and have the ability to speak or granted with the ability to speak. And what is beautiful about the blowing, there is no separation in it. Usually in Rosh Hashanah, we're reading the verses about binding of Isaac. The father binds the son. There are two, according to the story. There's a father, yes, and there's a son. There's a former, and there's a proceed. The son is what comes after, so to speak, cause and effect. This is the world of two. The binary. And the blow of the horn reminds us that there it's not two. There is no father and son. There is no cause and effect. There's only being, which is a blow. This is it. Now, regarding the story of Elisha and the son of the Shunammite, the son of the Shunammite, the woman from Shunem. Shnaim in Hebrew is two. The woman from Shunem, the woman from Shunem is like we translate it not just as a name, but the woman of duality or the woman from duality. And Elisha revives her son. Yes? Elisha revives her son, and he revives him when? In Rosh Hashanah. In Rosh Hashanah. The child does not feel good, and he says, being in the field, it's very hot. This is extremely hot those days. And the child says to the father, Roshi, Roshi, my head twice. And Rosh Hashanah we celebrate for 2 days. There's the evening and then there are two sabbatical days. Roshi. There are in a way two heads to Rosh Hashanah and I will explain it. It's a long-winded conversation. But the child says Roshi, Roshi and then he passes out. And they bring the child, which is also, his name is very interesting, Chavakuk, it means two hugs. His mother, please pay attention to the whole story. His mother is the woman from Shunem, woman from the two, woman from duality. Her son is Chavakuk, it means two hugs. Chibuk, Chibuk, Chavakuk. He says twice, Roshi, Roshi, my head, he has a blast from the sun. And Elisha revives the child. He takes him into the attic, the world of being, and from them, and from the attic, he gains new life from the infinite, not conditional life, like before he was injured, but unconditional love. And he's the prophet, Chavakuk. And this is happening also in Rosh Hashanah. So what kinds of event, if you want to sort it like this, happens around or next to Rosh Hashanah? Is the binding of Isaac, blowing of the horn, the story of Chavakuk, story of Elisha, and what we later, we shall read in Yom Kippur, of course, the story of Jonah as well, the repent story. And in Yom Kippur, we shall read the stories about Elisha and the bears, Nadav v'Avihu, the two sons of Aaron that perished while initiating the tabernacle. Yes. So it's very, very interesting. This is a very, very interesting period of the year, when the physical or the action figure is put aside and then the soul comes and speaks independently, I would say. And this is the month of Tishrei that we are heading. Any questions, Fernando, Yanis? If there aren't any questions. Yes, yes, Yanis, yes.
I just told me.
Can you repeat?
You mentioned the word the soul speaks.
Yes, the soul speaks. Yes. Yes. The soul speaks. This is what do I mean? How do we speak to each other?
Conversation,
yes. But the body is just a puppet. It just muscles, bones, all kinds of minerals. Yes? Where this ability is being granted to us? From where? The ability to speak, where does it come from?
From the being.
Yes. Yes.
But the being does everything.
Can you repeat, please?
Not only speak. The being does everything. He not only speak. I mean, walking, running, everything.
Yes. Yes, no? Yes. Yes. Fernando, can you speak? Yes. The mouth is one. Pe echad. Yes. Yes. All the organs are divided, but the mouth is one. Yes. Yes. The soul speaks through body, mind, called such and such. But this is the ability of the soul. Yes, I see. The soul speaks through body-mind. Yes, this is the ability of the soul. This is not a technical or... Yes. This is the month of the soul. Tishrei. Tishrei is the month of the soul. It's the seventh month. Yes. And like the seventh day of the week, like Shabbat, it binds all the days of the week into oneness. And in the Bible, before every day of creation, it's being said, Vayhi erev, vayhi boker, yom echad. And there was evening and there was morning, one day, six times. But the text is not written seventh time before the seventh day, because all the 6 days of the week are considered to be the evening, the preparation for the seventh day. Therefore, it's written in the Bible, Yom HaShishi Vayechulu Hashamayim Ve'aretz. The 6 days, there's a completion of the heaven and the earth. Please pay attention, because the seventh day is just an expression of completeness. Like the mouth is expression of completeness. Also, Tishrei is the month, the seventh month of the year, which is expressing completeness. This is why later on we shall celebrate Sukkot. And one of the parallel names of Sukkot is Chag Asif, the harvest holiday. We collect everything. When there's a completion, the fruit, yes, is being harvested. We see the beautiful, how the six, let's say many months of the process, yes, are coming to completion. There's a fruit. We can bless the fruit. This is the tree of life. There's always giving from the tree. When men praises he is alive, and there's here a full month of praising. Tishrei, all the months of Tishrei is the month of praising life, of praising infinite. In ancient times, King Solomon used to assemble, people used to come to Jerusalem. It is one of the three pilgrimage, Sukkot. And everybody used to be assembled in the temple. And he, as a king, as a philosopher, he used to stand in front of them and read for them the Torah. The praising, reading the Torah, yes, to community, to commune the community and read the Torah. And there is no better expression of being than this. It's a beautiful month, yes? It's the crown, it's just the crown of the year. It is there's a beautiful text around the seventh month. It is called Zichronot, Shofarot, and so, remembrance, yes? Blow the horns and so. But Malchuyot, Zichronot, Malchuyot, Zichronot, Malchuyot, Shofarot. In this month, there is a crowning of the infinite. The crowning of the infinite. Usually it's September. In Latin, it comes from septum. Septum is seven. Yes, and who sits in the kingdom? Not man. And his deeds, the infinite. Crowning the infinite. This is the meaning of the month. not man crowning himself. I am the maker, I'm the producer, I'm the teacher, I'm the photographer, E-R-E-R-E-R. No. Crowning the infinite. This is the meaning of the months. Yanis, any question, Fernando, any text that comes to you, ask. When we crown the infinite, there is a great relief. Because what? We are not the doers. We are not a manifestation of a process. There's such a great relief in it. Finally, we can rest because we are not the doers. And this is before there is a religion even. Religion is much a later addition. This is, has nothing to do with religion. Religion is a concept. This is not a concept. It's not. And this is what's so beautiful about it. So, dear friends, if we don't have yet other questions, Yanis?
No questions. I agree what you have been saying. Beautiful.
Can you repeat, Yanis? I did not hear you.
I said, you know, what you have said about Rosh Hashanah and the month of Tishrei is, you know, going back to unity, yes. It's really beautiful. I mean, we've never, that it's really the month of the soul, you know, the being. It's just, words cannot express when I just think about it.
Yeah, sure. We hear you.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Fernando. Thank you, Yanis. We're wishing you a great month of Tishrei, everyone that can hear us. A great month of Tishrei, and hope to see you here soon on Monday. We could eat, we could dip apple in honey. If you have the time, you can come here and prepare yourself a little dish with honey and apple. And we could dip apple in honey and bless the year together. All are invited, of course. Yes, we shall be delighted and we shall celebrate together here. Thank you so much for coming today, Fernando, Yanis, friends that are listening, wherever you are. Shana tova metuka, and see you soon.